Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about the current state of AI and its impact, particularly in academia, from a New York Times opinion piece. Let's dive in.
Excited to unpack this. So, is the author saying AI is all hype and no substance?
Well, not entirely. The author, Tressie McMillan Cottom, calls it mid-tech, meaning it offers mediocre improvements rather than true disruption.
Mid-tech, I like that. So, like self-checkout kiosks, they promised a revolution, but now I just spend more time wrestling with plastic bags.
Exactly. Cottom uses that analogy along with facial recognition at airports. These technologies change some things, but they haven't fundamentally altered our lives.
So, where does AI fit into all this?
Cottom argues that while AI has the potential for good, like in medical diagnoses, its current applications are mostly mundane, generating meal plans, managing calendars, writing unwanted emails.
Ha, I can relate to that unwanted email part, but isn't there more to it? I keep hearing about AI transforming industries.
The author acknowledges the potential, but emphasizes the need for experts to guide and interpret AI's output. She's worried about over-reliance on AI, especially in education.
How so?
She brings up the issue of cheating in academia. With AI generating essays and even letters of recommendation, it undermines the value of education and expertise.
That's a serious concern. It's like the MOOC craze. The promise of online learning replacing professors didn't quite pan out, did it?
Precisely. Cottom sees a parallel there. She's concerned that AI hype, like the MOOC hype, might lead to institutions downsizing experts, even though the technology isn't a true replacement.
So what's the core issue here? Is it the technology itself, or how it's being used, or maybe even misused?
Cottom suggests it's a combination. The hype around AI, especially from figures like Mark Cuban, promotes the idea of upskilling workers without formal education. But she argues, true expertise requires a robust learning ecosystem, which AI could actually be harming. She calls AI a parasite that could starve its host.
A parasite. Strong words. So she's saying AI, in the wrong hands, could be a tool for, what? Cutting costs by eliminating jobs?
Exactly. She uses Elon Musk's supposed Department of Government Efficiency as an example, arguing AI can be used to justify predetermined decisions about reducing the workforce, framing workers as waste.
Wow, that's unsettling. So are we doomed to a future of mediocre technology and worker demoralization?
Not necessarily. Cottom hopes AI will find its niche, like other mid-tech revolutions, and offer modest improvements. But she's sounding the alarm about the potential for misuse, especially in the current political climate. She believes AI, in the wrong hands, can be a powerful anti-labor tool.
I see. Interesting. This mid-tech framing is really thought-provoking. It makes you question the narratives around technological progress, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's a crucial conversation to be having. Got it? And that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for tuning in.
Goodbye.